I wonder how the Lionesses are feeling right now, the England women's football team. As they come to this point in the competition, they will be focused on giving of their absolute best. They will have received the best advice and care regarding all areas of their life and the impact on their health and well-being. And their success in the games during this World Cup are the result of much effort and dedication that has taken place out of our sight over many years. In this reading, Paul speaks of a runner who runs with certainty rather than aimlessly, is what we read. I don't know about you, but I'm not always completely certain about the direction in which I'm going, not in which I'm running because I'm not a runner, but in which I'm just going in my everyday life. Finding our way through life can feel uncertain at times, can't it? Many things can distract us and knock us off course, maybe. Life can feel fast-paced for some, but lack in meaning despite all the rushing around. For others, it can just feel maybe repetitive, and the aim is to just survive rather than thrive. Paul also describes a boxer who is simply throwing punches without any strategy. He encourages the Corinthian church to cling to the mission that they've been given, which is to proclaim the gospel, to keep that aim as their clear focus, to remain faithful to God as they run towards the prize. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, especially when we're facing distractions and difficulties in our life, can restore our peace and bring us strength. Maybe in those most difficult of times is when we've known that strength the most. I think that's certainly true of my experience. In Hebrews 12, 1 to 2, we read these words, which again may be familiar to you. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Being a focused follower of Jesus requires us to stay connected to the one who is the source of our faith, our strength, our peace, our joy, and our hope. And that connection will flourish through prayer and Bible study, which Claire spoke about last week, prayer, the importance of prayer, through sharing in fellowship with other believers, and through witnessing to others of all that God has done in our lives. So I pray that this morning you are a focused follower, fixing your eyes on Jesus. As we to become a really good footballer, I am told, because I am not a really good footballer, takes practice. And becoming a great runner takes training. Becoming good at anything takes time and practice, and you need to be disciplined and committed. There isn't a quick route to success. It takes dedication and commitment, and sometimes some sacrifice as well. The great boxer Muhammad Ali is quoted as saying this: I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life a champion. Paul suggests that just as a runner must practice certain disciplines to make it possible for them to win a race, Christians should practice certain disciplines to win a spiritual prize. The word discipline can have negative connotations for some today, but I think some consider discipline as being restrictive and condemning and means putting in place harsh and difficult rules. However, Paul was considering the way discipline can be about guidance and direction. For those new Christians in Corinth, guidelines and advice were much needed. They were a new church. They were new Christians. They needed this guidance. Spiritual disciplines such as prayer and Bible study, worshipping with others, times of solitude and silence and service were important then and remain important now. They don't make us more spiritual or mean that we are better than others, but they allow God to speak to us and we come to know him better as a result. We then show qualities and characteristics that are Christ-like, pointing others to Jesus through our own lives, which is just what Roy prayed, wasn't it? In Matthew 25, we read of Jesus preaching about the need to feed the hungry, give the thirsty something to drink, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, and take care of the sick and visiting the prisoner. What are the things that we can do to show compassion and love to others in our lives today? The athlete running a disciplined race had direction and purpose. And those who follow Jesus, according to his values and guidance, live their lives with purpose and meaning, pointing others to him. And so we need to look to Jesus. We need to be focused on Jesus to be a disciplined disciple, to point others to him and to show others the way that he loves them and he wants to know them. And we're going. May we live that life of joy, and may we walk with Jesus in the way that we show our example, our experience of him to others. I was watching an interview, I think it was yesterday, when one of the sports programs was on in our house, and they were talking about the match today, and they talked about the winning mentality. Having a winning mentality. And sometimes I think that can be difficult because we're not all going to win at everything, are we? But what does it mean to have a winning mentality? Whatever the race or the match or the tournament, the players, of course, want to win, don't they? They want to win. Retired athlete Usain Bolt has been quoted as saying, "Don't think about the start of the race, think about the ending." Don't think about the start of the race, think about the ending. In a lot of sporting competitions, there is one winner, one athlete, or one team. However, Paul refers to making winning the prize the ultimate goal. We know that this prize is not limited to one person. Many people can enter the kingdom of God. And when I was thinking about this phrase, winning mentality, what I thought of is the fact that actually we can have, as Christians, a winning mentality because Jesus has already won the victory. The victory is already his. So we know that we're on the winning side. This encouragement to run to win is more about the way we run the spiritual race, determined to be faithful to God and our calling to share his love. Unlike the athletes who might receive a medal or a cup, or in Paul's day, a laurel wreath, our prize is eternal and never perishes. And so whatever the outcome of the football today or the cricket or the athletics or whatever sporting event takes place, may we be reminded that in our discipleship journey, in our journey with Jesus, we must persevere. We must focus on Jesus and make him our focus, fix our eyes on him and the strength, peace and hope he brings. Because we can look forward to an eternal reward. But we also, by God's grace, live as people who belong to God's kingdom right here and now. We're set free to live life in all its fullness. I wonder if that's your experience, that you are living a life of fullness, that you have known that rescue that Jesus brings, and then you've been set on a path with him. I wonder if that is your experience this morning. He sought and found me. What a wonderful day. Maybe close our eyes for a moment. Maybe reflect upon our own journey with Jesus to this point. And for some, maybe that journey hasn't begun yet. Father God, I am grateful that you sought and found me. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you gave in order for me to have this personal relationship with you. And I pray, Lord, for each of my friends here this morning who will all be in different places in their journey with you. Some of us, Lord, will be finding the way difficult. And I would just ask for your peace and your presence to be with them in a very special way at this time. Some, Lord, will have hearts full of joy and will maybe be going through a time when the direction is clear and that they really feel your presence near, Lord. But for each of us, I just ask that you would speak to our hearts, not just this morning, but as we go from this place, for whatever this week will hold for each one of us. I thank you, Lord, for this church. I thank you for all that they do within this city to make your name known, to spread the message of your love, to show compassion and kindness. I thank you for the work that takes place with young people and children. And Lord, we cherish each and every one of them for your kingdom. And I just thank you for those who make that work possible. I thank you for the work that goes on throughout the week with many different groups, Lord, and the people that come into this place and feel your welcome. May they sense your love and come to know you as their God. And so, Lord, as we've spent time worshipping together, we thank you because we have the freedom to do this in safety. And as has already been prayed, Lord, our hearts and our prayers go out to those today for whom that is not possible and who are living with the consequences of worshipping you and what that has meant for them. Lord, may you bring peace. May you bring a very real sense of your presence to them today. And so, God, we just pray that whatever this week will hold for us, that we will focus upon you, that we will spend time, Lord, with you, and that we will remember that you have the victory. Father, we love you, and we want to serve you and bring others to know you. So will you, Holy Spirit, equip us to do that. We make our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.